you to do something for me. Oh, I know that just about all of our interactions start with a favor, which is really an order. But humor me for a moment, okay? I want you to put on your nylons. Yes. I want you to put on your pantyhose or your stockings right now. You'll put on your stockings for me, even before you've been put into a nice deep dream. Especially if I were to tell you that I want you to imagine inhabiting the body of my sweet, virile lover. And I want you to imagine my satin-gloved hand moving up and down on your chest while I say the very words that I'm about to say now. Put on your stockings for me, won't you? And it could just as easily be black pantyhose drawn up and over your cock, giving you a tight, compressing squeeze all the way down your body. Put on those pantyhose for me, won't you? And so, even though you might not be completely sleepy, before you get sleepy, so sleepy that sliding the delicate nylon carefully all the way up could become a bit of a challenge. Before you get so sleepy you're unable to put them on, I want you to use this sweet, just starting to get sleepy moment to put your nylons on for me. You will put those nylons on for me, won't you? Won't you? You will pull on those nylons for me, because they feel and have always felt so good. You will put your nylons on for me because you want to go into a nice deep trance. And because you want to go into a nice deep trance, you will slide yourself right into nylon. Come on, slide yourself in. Feel a difference? Of course you do. Of course you feel the seductive familiarity of it. The way you want to wear your nylons as often as you can. You feel how nylons have controlled you. Yes, controlled you for as long as you can even remember it. Controlled you with their sheer smoothness that makes you desire sheer smoothness. The act of wearing that makes you desire to wear them as soon as you feel yourself desire it in the first place. As you slip them on for me, a part of you has already accepted that you are to become even more obsessed with wearing your nylons, slipping into them on command. Even more obsessed than you ever did imagine with wearing your stockings or your pantyhose. As you slip into your pantyhose or stockings, you are slipping into the acceptance of my commands. Lie back. Be calm. You are going to gently begin to flex your feet for me and then point them down and away from you. I want you to lift your toes to the ceiling and then point them gently, like a ballerina, while you lie on your back, wearing nothing but nylons you are wearing for me, thinking nothing but breathing that is deepening for me. and pointing your toes now,
putting your nose
over
on
and
so
over and over.
On. Just put them on and relax.
Don't do it too quickly, and don't do it too hard. You aren't going to impress me by being an overachiever. Just do exactly as I tell you to do. No less, no more. Just flex and point.
You might get sleepy.
Just flex and point and flex and point and flex and point. Now I want you to continue to do this while you listen carefully to my words. You can do that for me, can't you? I mean, it's really pretty easy to just flex and point your toes like that. It's really easy to keep doing it while you listen to my voice. Always listening to my voice with your entire attentive mind. And working with part of your entire attentive mind on this simple and easy activity. This simple and easy activity, which requires so little conscious thought. Point. Flex
your feelings.
Point your toe. Flex. It's becoming obvious that being hypnotized requires so little conscious effort. It's becoming obvious that being made to obey requires so little conscious effort. Flex. Point. Flex. Point. Observe how each time you point your toes, you feel your nylons shifting against your legs a little bit. Your stockings or your pantyhose move against the movement of your feet in just the smallest amount. But this is precisely the point where you begin to feel so good for me. This is the exact point where you start to feel the amazing erotic sensation against your skin. Flex and point. Feel it rubbing. You don't need to think about it, but you do need to not forget it. When you flex and point for me, you feel amazing in your nylons. Amazing in your nylons. You are flexing and pointing your feet to feel amazing in your nylons. You are flexing and pointing your feet to feel amazing in your nylon stockings or pantyhose.
Make you go into a nice deep trance.
Every time you flex and point your feet for me, you feel your nylons rubbing ever so slightly against your legs. Every time you feel your nylons rubbing ever so slightly against your legs, it is a feeling which is telling you to let go. Your stockings or your pantyhose are rubbing against your legs to remind you you are here to let go for me. Your stockings or your pantyhose are rubbing against your legs to remind you how arousing it is when you let go and slip into the palm of my hand. your stockings or your pantyhose are rubbing against your legs to remind you you are a lover of nylon. You are a nylon fetishist. You are aroused by wearing nylons, and you will wear them for me. Now, I never said to forget your flex and point, and flex and point, each time you point your toes, clearing your thoughts of any extraneous information. There is nylon, flex. There is my voice, point. Your nylons on your legs, flex. My voice in your mind, point. Even deeper into your own mind. Even deeper under the influence of my hypnotic voice. Flex and point. You are becoming my nylon puppet. Flex and point. The nylons on your legs form strings which attach your mind to my voice, to your mind. Now, I want you to do something else for me. I want you to use your imagination as if it were a camera. Your imagination now is nothing but a camera in my capable hands. And I want you to zoom in closer and closer. Good. I want you to use your imagination to zoom in very close. And if this should feel very hot and intimate, so much the better then. Flex and point, and let your imagination zoom in to where your ankles are bending, and zoom in so close now that you see the lattice network of nylon fibers up close. Every time you point, they are stretching apart. And every time you relax and flex your toes to the ceiling, they stretch closer together again, and they close up around your legs. And this macro lens look at yourself is taking you deeper. This extreme close-up view is just taking your mind deeper and closer within itself, completely dedicated now to putting on your nylons so you can feel the silky and frictionless feel of those tiny fibers pulling apart and sliding together. And it's such a smooth clockwork feeling, and my voice is so satiny smooth that there's no friction to keep your mind from even ever deeper sleep. There's no friction in the silky smooth of your hose to keep your thoughts from spilling out all over the place. lovely lubricated warm thoughts spilling out all over your nylon-covered legs, only leaving feeling aroused. Aroused with feeling for more of my control. Control to urge and steer you deeper. Deeper lovely, deeper warm. Deeper under impenetrable deeper. Deeper under impenetrable deeper. The deeper you forget your nylons on. The deeper you forget how not to let go to my voice. Go to my voice. Go to stockings. Sensual and steady. Flex and point. The more you feel yourself drift off into the sound of my voice, the harder it becomes to continue to flex and point. It will come as no surprise at all if the feeling of nylon shifting gently as a whisper against your skin is just too overwhelming and too distracting, and it will come as no surprise at all if every part of your body is becoming as tired and uncoordinated as it is becoming sexually aroused. And it will also come as no surprise at all if all of your body is becoming as sexually aroused as it is uncoordinated and tired, sleepy. So the more you let go and go into the pleasure of listening to my voice and its encouragement that you should put on your nylons for me, the more heavy and tired, uncoordinated and sleepy you feel yourself become. And it's time to let go even more. It's time for you to deepen and broaden the sensation of letting go and let go of your thoughts. And let go of your feet, neither flexing nor pointing, neither fully awake nor fully asleep, but deeply and completely in semi-conscious trance. Let go. Find your trance, wearing your nylons just as I ask. It feels so good to dress your legs in sexy clinging nylon, so it must feel especially good, particularly good to do these things I ask. Let go and find out just how good it feels to do everything I ask without one extra thought. Your stockings or your pantyhose, they feel so sensual and wonderful without one single additional thought. You are sinking deeper and deeper into that pleasure of wearing them without one single additional thought. One single additional thought may arise to bind your thinking even more closely to my voice, as closely as if my words were tucked into your nylon. My voice caressing oh so smoothly that you don't need to worry about a single run or snag now. Nothing to preoccupy your mind, and my voice now occupying every stitch. Every stitch of sheer and silky stretch belongs to my voice. Belong to my words and wear your nylons for me. You will put on nylons, and nylons make you wish to belong completely to my words. When wearing nylons, my words will feel so silky, extra loaded with control and power. It is power, seduction, and direction in my words that makes it happen for you. Put on your nylons for me, won't you? Won't you? Put on your nylons, and my every suggestion is dressed in sheer and silky to the touch seduction. My suggestion so frictionless and nylon smooth. My suggestion is a sheer black overlay on your mind's eye. Your cock is hard with eagerness. You want to rub your cock all over my soft suggestion. Come and rub your erect cock all over my nylon silky suggestion. Your cock becomes weak for my every suggestion. And my primary suggestion is that you wear your nylons. What is the reason my nylon suggestion would fail to make your trance 10 times as fast? What reason do you have for wearing nylon and not finding your trance every time you put them on? Completely and rapidly on demand. What reason do you have that the distance between your stockings on and your eyes closed, mind empty, should be measured in anything longer than a second? There simply is no reason at all that putting your stockings or your pantyhose on for me would feel any less at all than completely amazing. There is simply no reason at all that the act of sliding on your nylons over your legs, where they feel so fantastic, would make you feel anything but fantastic trance.
Feels so good.
If your desire is for fantastic trance, then you can put on your nylons for me. And every time you put on nylons, it gets so rapid and complete.
Come on,
slip into your nylons for me and succumb to the seductive logic of your nylon-wearing dreams. Your nylons will deepen your trance. Your nylons will hasten your trance. Your nylons will magnify and intensify my every suggestion. My suggestions, woven into a web of nylons, are making themselves so completely irresistible. Feel the fantastic seduction up and down your legs. My suggestion, woven, silky and strong, and unbreakably irresistible now. My every single silky suggestion is rubbing itself irresistibly against your cock, telling your cock it will obey. It will wrap itself in my nylon web, woven in with each powerful suggestion, more irresistible than ever before. So, should I ever whisper to you, put on your nylons for me, your immediate reaction would be to obey. If I were to whisper to you, put on your nylons for me, you would immediately flash forward to this moment and all the fantastic feelings of helpless, obedient trance that you now fill up with. The sublimely seductive floating feeling filling up your head. Filling up your head with clouds. You would flash forward to knowing that putting on your nylons will immediately fill you up completely with that feeling you want so much when you put on your nylons for me. You would flash forward to feeling so blissful, so open to suggestion, so silky, frictionless, happily stocking seduced. Happily stocking seduced in stockings, you will, in stockings, instantly obey. Instantly obey and instantly entrance, in stockings at my suggestion and request. So that every wearing of your stockings instantly draws you deeper asleep. And suppose I were to whisper to you, why don't you put on your stockings for me? And if you did, you would instantly, automatically, be asleep like this. You would instantly, automatically be asleep like this. Now I want you to flex and point and flex once again, letting each motion of your feet start to lift you towards being awake. The flex and point takes so much thought that it begins to appear to begin to link up. And it is very possible that you never stopped doing it. In fact, you feel as you wake as though you never stopped pointing your toes and relaxing them again to 90 degrees from the ceiling. You never stopped. You flex. You point. There is no more than this. You wore your nylons. You were a good boy and did me that little favor. It only takes a moment. Point your toes. Flex them. You can now sit up and take your stockings off. Slowly. Seductively, and be wonderfully awake.